Welcome, welcome, man. I had a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I want to talk about something that's kind of crazy. It is called You Peoples, the movie with Jonah Hill and Lower London, aka New New. If y'all don't know who that is, man, like, check her out. She was actually in ATL with T.I. If you don't know who T.I. is, then I'm not going to sit there and explain who the fuck T.I. is. Like, just do the research and just Google his name. But, You People was a good movie. You know, very good. It's, I'm not going to give you all of it because I don't want to, like, spoil the movie for y'all. But You People touch bases on a interracial dating. That's as far as I'm going to go. You just got to watch it. The reason why I'm talking about it, though, it is there's one part in the movie I want to reference, and it doesn't make or break the movie and stuff like that. But him and his business partner is doing their podcast type shit, and funny, I don't got a co-owner or a business partner to do my so I can't bounce back and forth. So that would have been kind of cool. But anyways. So they just chopping it up, right? They just talk about Jonah's white, obviously, and his business partner is black. So I guess at one point they did a segment about black and white people can't, you know, just get along. And Jonah Hill, his character was like, yeah, yes, they could. Like, why not? Just like he was going to bat for his belief, like, yo, he really believed that, you know, black and white people can get along, like, just without a shadow of a doubt. And old girl was like, nah, no, the fuck you can't. And it wasn't like a negative thing. It was just saying just the obvious shit that we, and I'm about to be blunt and like direct, like I said, like, yo, us as black people, we already know this already. We already know that there's a visible or a invisible line of understanding that it is pretty much being pretended like that shit's not there, aka why it's kind of invisible, because you try to act like that shit's not there, you know. And they was touching bases on microaggression, but not the actual definition of it, but they was doing it in the movie. So old girl was just talking about, like, yo, there's just certain things that the other side just won't understand. And Jonah at the time was still going about like, nah, like, I understand. Yeah, I get it and stuff like that. And for the most part, surface level, yo, he got it. Until he got emerged into the culture, then it was a different thing, yo. Then it was a different type of topic. Like, I don't know, whoever's listening, if you are in a biracial relationship, then you kind of know the struggles that goes along. And if you are blessed to not have to deal with any type of barriers or obstacles, like, my heart goes out to you. Bless you. Like, yo, you are lucky, because a lot of people that's in a biracial couple, yo, they go through a lot of shit. And some of it sometimes is not fucking pretty, yo. It's ugly. And when I'm watching the movie, like, yo, it just got me thinking. Oh, let me finish. I'm sorry. So that was the segment that they was talking about. Fast forward to almost the ending of the movie, they do the same exact segment, and this time he was like, you know what? I remember we did a segment that you was talking about, you know, black and white people can't get along. And I was sitting here saying, like, yeah, of course they can and stuff like that. And he looked to his partner, was like, yo, you right. And he was like, that you right for these reasons. One, because both sides is not taking the time to try to understand one another. We both are putting our opinions upon these peoples without even getting to know them, passing judgment, sizing them up before I even know who you are. You know, like, the whole movie was a big picture of a lot of microaggressions that a lot of people do. And some of the shit that was happening in the movie actually happened to me, not just in a relationship, but just in real life. And I mean, shit, almost like a day-to-day basis sometimes. And for the most part, yo, I gotta chuck that shit up and be like, yo, fuck it, and keep it moving. And again, like, I'm not gonna spill all the crazy shit that's in the movie. Like, you just gotta watch that. But the point is, yo, life is gonna try to fuck you up, man. Life is gonna try to do some crazy ass shit to you, and you gotta be strong enough to understand who you are as a person. Don't let nobody, friends, family, partner, loved ones, whoever, don't let nobody try to tell you who you are. You know who you are. I would say, I will hope deep down inside, rather you show the world or not, deep down inside, I hope you know who you are as a person. If you don't, I suggest you find that out. Before you go on this journey of rebuilding anything, shit, you need to know what you're trying to rebuild. And that's facts, man. That's super important. You got to know with every fiber in your body who the fuck you are. Because if you don't, society would definitely tell you who you are and make you believe that shit. So that was one thing. The other thing, yo, supporters, 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 man. I'm in the field of mental health and physical fitness. And I would say, like, I'm a very strong individual. Like, I mean, I will say that I'm very strong emotionally, physically, you know, all the above. And when I started my businesses, I realized that it was going to be difficult. Like, I know going in, it was going to be difficult. I know there's going to be some tough times ahead. I know there's going to be some great times. Like, I prepared myself for the uphill battle. And this is not me talking about woe is me, like I'm struggling, like, oh my God. Like, I'm talking to that visionary. I'm talking to that entrepreneur, that dreamer. I'm talking to that artist that want to get shit started, and you keep talking to the wrong person, and that person is telling you don't do it. I'm telling you stop doing that. I'm telling you, first of all, again, no disrespect, but shut the fuck up. Stop telling people what you want to do. And I mean anybody, including your partner or your parents. Like, yo, you got a vision, right? You got this idea. That shit came to you, not your partner, not your friends, not your family, you and you alone. So you have to make that shit come alive. You got to put the work in. You got to show the world what you are made of. Don't tell people what you want to do, do it. Now, for the people that actually have partners, now, how you actually do what you say you want to do without pissing them off, I would say it's easy, but it's a little bit more trickier than that. What I suggest is you sell you. You might have a dream. And again, that dream, you may be great on articulating what you want to say. Yo, that's awesome. But that dream might scare the shit out your partner. And regardless, your partner still can't see it. So I tell you, I encourage you to tell your partner about your passion. Why is it important to you? Why does this matter? Why do you want to do this? How by doing this is going to benefit you, and this is going to help you become the better version of who you are. don't emphasize on that business. Don't emphasize on that artwork. Don't emphasize on that music piece. Emphasize on you. See, I may have been in the same exact position where whoever's listening that wanted to start or afraid to start, and you going around trying to get the nerve, the courage, or basically the green light to say, go ahead. And you just talking to the wrong motherfucker. And that person to keep telling you like, well, yeah, you shouldn't do it because of X, Y, and Z. Like, I don't see how it's going to be profitable, or I don't see how you're going to do it and stuff like that. Stop that. Like, no disrespect to them, but the dream that was placed upon you was placed upon you. It came to you for a reason because you got what it takes to do it. Yo, I had a dream. Martin Luther King. I had a dream. And the first time that I pitched it to my partner at the time, you can imagine it was received on deaf ears, and there was a lot of negativity that I got the feedback from. And like most people, yo, you chop it up and throw that shit away, and you go back to your, basically your life, and you tend to forget you, or you try. I could say in my case, I tried to forget. 3 months later, that itch came back. That, I'm not happy here. I got to do something different. Like something's calling me to go this way. Like, I don't know why now of all like days or years, or like why now, but it's calling me to go this way. So I pitched it again. But this time it was even more just wait until this happened. Just wait for this to happen. And again, logically, I'm not knocking it. Logically, I understood. But sometimes logic needs to be put just on hold for a minute. I'm not saying do what I did. I did exactly what I wanted to do anyway. And by doing that, it got me to basically where I am at now. Now, if I would have waited another six, maybe a year, maybe two more years, when it was quote unquote safe based off of her vision, would I have been in a position that I am now or better? Honestly, I don't know, because I didn't wait. Sometimes when opportunities are knocking, yo, you better open that motherfucking door. And sometimes when opportunity is knocking, just peek through the peephole and see what opportunities are knocking, because all opportunities ain't good. But this one in particular for myself, this was my opportunity knocking. It was for me to better myself. And by all means, I did a lot of schooling, a lot of educating myself, reinventing myself, put myself in positions that it will push me to the next level or get me to the next level. So I didn't just leave one avenue and just completely blindly jump into another without knowing anything. No, I did my work. Like, I, as hard as I was working at my 9-to-5, I was working double time just trying to build my dream. And by all means, like, it was 10 times harder. And I'm not saying this to tell you not to do it. I'm just telling you, think about what you want to get into and make sure that you want to get into it. Because when my opportunity was knocking, yo, I stopped talking to everybody. And I went after my dreams, because when I was talking to the wrong people, they were telling me, why do you want to quit your job? You get paid very well. Like, that makes no sense. And I'm pretty sure you probably heard that. That makes no sense. That makes no sense. Yeah, that don't make no sense to you. But it makes sense to me. And for everybody that's listening, yo, just here's a logic piece of advice, or a positive piece of advice that's logical. Sorry. If you hate your job, and let's say that you are booked at $80,000 a year, You think that's good money? Yes. But that means you have to go to work for them hours to equal up 80 something grand a year. If you call out, if you miss days, if whatever the case may be that you don't show up and you run out of your sick time or your vacation time and you just calling out and not getting paid, guess what? You're not making 80 something grand a year. And let alone when you call out multiple times, it shows that you don't want to be there. So in all reality, it doesn't matter how much money somebody give you. If you don't find the passion in that job, you're not going to make your true potential payout. Let alone if you find something that you are passionate and you are loving every minute of it. And it excites you and it moves you. Yo, you will want to be there. You won't find that working is work. Shit, it ends up being like you playing sometimes. But my point being, or my point to this is, stop talking to the wrong people. Like, sometimes you just got to work in silence, man. And show the people your dream versus telling people your dreams. And another tidbit on that, man, your friends and your families may not be the one that's going to support you. It may be strangers from the next town over, or it may be somebody that you never even met yet. And the reason for that, and it's, again, it's not bad. The reason for that is the people that's in your circle, they know you. They saw you probably at your worst. They probably saw you growing up from middle school and high school and college. So they saw the immaturity in you. They saw all your flaws. So now you come into them with a new, different person, and they can't look past the fact that, yo, you're the same old dude that was playing beer pong, sleeping on my couch, and you talk about it, you want to start up a business? Like, yo, that shit doesn't go hand in hand. So it's going to be hard for them to see the new version of you, and they're only going to compare what they know of you to your work ethic. But a complete stranger, they take you at face value because they don't know you. So if you say that you want to start a business, okay, let's start a business. They don't know your prior history. They don't know shit about you. So don't be discouraged when your friends and family don't believe in you. Yo, that's fine. That's totally fine. I will tell you firsthand, my friends and family didn't believe in me. I still did the shit. And now it's kind of hard for not to believe me because they see me on social media and on TV. So go figure. My point is, man, don't be discouraged because your friends and family or your loved one don't see your vision. That vision was placed upon you, and it was your job to make that shit happen. Always remember that. And it starts with rebuilding. Got to change that mindset. Okay? So, yo, with that said, that's what I got for today, man. Yo, listen, pass this along and buy. Yo, this is no promo. Like, I'm not getting paid for this shit. Like, Netflix didn't sign me up. I wish they did. Go watch You People. Like, I promise you, or that's kind of like a big ask. I'm pretty sure that y'all would like it. So go check it out. It's on Netflix with Jonah Hill, London, Laura London, aka Nunu from ATL. Check that shit out. And definitely, yo, if you want, leave comments, leave messages, tell me what you think about that shit, because I'm curious to see what y'all feel and what y'all think about the movie. And to the dreamers out there, to the entrepreneurs, like, yo, keep your head up and always keep moving forward. Do not let the no's discourage you from getting to where you want to be at. Keep your head up, all right? So with that said, pass this along, share this, like this. Until next time, yo, I'll talk to you.